The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Janathus Flooring and Construction.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Wednesday. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And when you hear a little tune by, if you can remember the name of this band, Starship, it's time for Jonathan's Construction and Flooring with Jonathan Cook. Good morning, Jonathan.
Hey, good morning, Meg.
So good to see you. You got a smile on your face. I can tell you're in a good mood.
I do.
This morning.
You know, I like Wednesdays. I like coming up here. I like doing this. I like interacting with the public and the people. So it's always a good day, a good way to start off a Wednesday, middle of the week, hump day. So ready to get some stuff going.
We may have a radio star on our hands. Next thing you know, it's going to be a talk show, a podcast. Look out, here he comes.
Well, I just want to throw it out there. If you need any fill-in people, you can always hit me up.
There you go. Look at him.
Call me. I can do it from my truck on the radio.
There you go. Okay, for folks who don't know Jonathan, tell us all about.
Who doesn't know me, Meg?
Well, I know, but there might be some poor little soul that's been living in a basement for all this time, you know. But tell us about your company and what you do, because you do a lot for our community. You've been around quite a while.
We try to. We really do try to. So it's definitely a balance between like running a business, right? Because you want to run a business and you want to be profitable and take care of your people. But we want to give back to the community, too. So it always is a balance there. But I own Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. So we're a full interior remodel construction company. We're state-certified building contractors. We can build anything from ground up. So we do full remodeling. We also do flooring. So it's the other part of the company is Jonathan's Flooring. And on that, so we direct import material. And we do that. Yes, we do that because we want to keep the price reasonable for everybody. Mm-hmm. We want everybody to be able to afford to buy flooring from us and install it. And so we want to keep those prices reasonable. And as much as you hear people say like, oh, I'm trying to keep the prices down for my customers, we do want to keep the price down we want to keep it down for ourselves.
Absolutely.
Because low prices or reasonable prices benefits us as much as it benefits a customer, because then people can afford to do it and they hire us to do it. So we direct import flooring and we sell it at a retail location. So we have a store on Palafox Street at 9320 North Palafox. You can look us up on Facebook at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. But that's pretty much the gist of a lot of what we do. So we do a lot of investment properties. We do a lot of flips. Mm-hmm. So if anybody has a house they want to sell, they can always send it to us. We're always looking for new inventory.
That's one of your favorite things, too.
It is one of my favorite things.
And, why is that? What is it about flipping a house that's fun?
The thing about it is you get to reinvent it.
So I like that.
You know, anytime we flip a house, we get to reinvent it from the bones up. You know, I get to start over. And so you'd be surprised at how much today's style has changed from, say, 1970 or 1980.
Oh, gosh, yes.
like with open floor plans and, you know, larger master bathrooms. You go into a lot of the older houses built in, like, say, the 70s, 80s, and you're going to see small closets. You're not going to see walk-in closets built in 1980 unless it was, a large house.
That's so true. I hadn't really thought about that.
It really is.
Yeah.
But the floor print, you know, the square foot is roughly the same. So I might walk into a house and have an 1,800 square foot floor print,
right?
But then I have to redesign that to a modern feature, and I need people to love it because I want somebody to buy it when we're done with it.
Absolutely.
You know? So we get to start over from scratch and redesign it and make it modern. And not only does it work out good for us as a company and our consumer, but it works out good for the community because we're reinventing the community and we're, you know, giving it a facelift and keeping it modern,
kind of making upgrading it everything.
Making the community a place that looks good and that people want to move to.
Yeah.
So it's a big part of our company and I love doing it.
Oh, that's great. So we're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. If you've got a question, he is our expert on the expert panel this morning at 850-437-1620. You can ask about flooring. Lots of times we talk a lot about vinyl plank. We've been talking quite a bit about all the different options. But anything that's on your mind, if you're thinking about remodeling, you've got a question, Jonathan is very knowledgeable. I've already learned a lot from him since he's been on the show. So.
Well, thank you, Megan. I want to say that if you don't get your question on air today, that's okay. You can always call us after the show. You can call our office at 850-332-5905. And you can just call up there and say, hey, I want to make an appointment for an estimate, and I want to have Jonathan come out. A lot of times I will come out. We have another salesman there, Steve, that he will also come out. But you can request me if you want to request me. And you know, the thing about estimates is people always think, oh, I got to wait till I'm ready to do something,
right,
which really isn't the right way of going about it. A lot of times you want to get those estimates way before you're ready, because that's going to help you get ready. In many cases, it may not even be as nearly as much as you think it's going to be. It may be a lot less than you think it's going to be, or it may be way more than you think it's going to be. And you need to plan for that and adjust for that, you know, as time goes on.
Is the estimate cost anything for you to come out?
And so that's the thing. It's a completely free estimate. So it's a free estimate. And even within that free estimate, we do a line by line item breakdown. So, and why that's so important, because it protects us. Like, hey, we know exactly what we're here to do and what we're going to do, but it protects our consumer too, because they know exactly what they're getting for their money.
I love that. Cause so often you just get these general bills where it's like, okay, labor, construction.
Yeah, 5,000.
Right.
Right. And I'm like,
wait a minute,
5,000 for what?
Yeah, exactly. What did that entail again?
I know this cause I get them from subcontractors all the time. You know, we send them out and they're like, oh, new AC unit, 7,400. Well, is it a 2-ton? Is it a 2.5-ton? What sear is it? A 14, 15, 17
labor?
Sear? Right.
Yeah, all that.
Are we replacing any of the ductwork? So we get a new chase. So I find it so important. And so a lot of times when somebody sends me an estimate, even if it is a little bit more, but it's all broke down, it's saying, hey, well, you're getting a new chase and you're getting a 2.5-ton unit. An instance on something like that, then I might say, hey, I want to go with this guy because I see all these things I'm getting for my money, and I understand why I'm spending it. And that makes me feel a little better about it. And I feel like the end consumer in most cases are going to feel the same way.
Well, and one of the things you've talked about before too is that you maybe have a bigger project. If you're doing more than one room or more than one part of the house, you could break it down. And if it's an affordability issue, you could say, well, okay, this month we're going to work on the bathroom.
Right.
Next month we'll do this. So you can actually make it work for you rather
than
against.
Very true, especially when you're talking about items like flooring and painting. A lot of that goes by the square foot. I say all of it goes by the square foot price. So if you might have a 1,500 square foot house, but we could start with the kitchen, living room, and say we're doing 300 square foot right now, and that's all you're paying for. And I do want to say with the affordability, we've actually put a lot of work into getting financing at the store so that we can finance people, and we have a pretty good finance program. And sometimes
so
it's
helpful.
Worth, yeah, right. Sometimes it's worth taking advantage of, just because sometimes it will be good rates or good promotions they have. It's always different stuff through the finance company, but yeah, it's always stuff you can take a look at and say, hey, you know, maybe I want to finance this, or maybe I just want to pay cash, or maybe, like you said, I just want to do a piece at a time.
Okay. We got a question that just came in, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk talking to Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. This is a question probably on everybody's mind. You probably was coming. What about the tariffs? Is it affecting the prices?
I mean, it's going to. It's going to affect their prices, yes.
We've talked about this before, but where are we now, I guess, would be the question.
So actually, through our distributor, Southwind Distributors, one of our largest distributors, they said that we were number 3 in the nation for sales as far as Southwind product. Yes.
Good
so
we for you.
So we're number 3 in the nation. And why that's important, because that gives us a lot of negotiating power. And so when you might walk in our store and you see a piece of flooring that says $1.99 a square foot on it, you would be shocked at how much negotiating goes in behind the scenes to keep those prices at that rate. So yes, in a short answer, yes, tariffs will affect price. Are we doing a lot to combat that? We are.
Yeah.
Are we taking measures and bringing in product in large quantities to get those prices down? We definitely are. Did we know tariffs were coming and going to affect this 6 months ago? And did we stock up on inventory? We did.
We talked about that.
Right.
So you're way ahead of the game. I'm very proud of you.
So it has affected some prices, but our price has not changed. So like all of our builder prices, all of our flip price, our square foot price has not changed.
Well, that's remarkable. That's quite an accomplishment, quite frankly.
It is. And, you know, some of it is that our price have went up a little bit and we've eaten some of it. Some of it is the tariffs have hit and our distributors have had to eat that as well. So So that's got a lot. It's just a lot of different moving pieces there. Mm. But in short answer, yes, tariffs are going to affect it. But they are being blown up way bigger than they actually are.
Okay.
So the news and the media is making it like, oh, price are going to triple.
World's coming to an end.
Right. When you may see a 10, 15, 20% increase, uh-huh. which is still pretty significant, but it's not coming to an end. Right. And with those higher tariffs, always opens the door for our American factories to compete and mm-hmm. bring product in. And we're seeing a lot of that now with like engineered floors. They built a factory outside Dalton, Georgia,
uh-huh.
And they're making American-made products and they're selling them. And we offer those American-made products. Those are not affected by the tariffs at all.
Right.
So you have those options. And also, being that it's made right here in the U.S., you'd be surprised at how many little things that our factories are doing that make it a more superior product,
mm-hmm.
like variation and pattern. A lot of our flooring that comes, say, from overseas, we may have three variations as far as different patterns with inside the flooring.
Right.
And our American-made products, some of them have 20 variation patterns.
That is a big difference.
So you're not seeing the same pattern repeat in the flooring,
mm-hmm.
Which is something like if you go look at the flooring, you may not even think to even look for that or know about that. But when it's all done and your house is finished and you see those American-made products, you're like, oh, wow, that looks really good. And you may not know why it looks good, mm-hmm. but that's because a lot of work went in behind the scenes to make that happen.
Oh, that's great. So you are having a sale right now. Is that correct?
We are. Yep. And so you can call our office and schedule your appointment. And we are having a sale, and the phone number is 850-332-5905. So, you know, we do a lot of sales for flooring, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm the flooring king of Pensacola. So I'm always doing sales for flooring.
I'm so humble.
I try to be. but I was like, you know, let's do a sale for painting, because I see a lot of people will want to, you know, you'd be shocked at how much, or you probably wouldn't even be shocked, you would probably believe it, how much a house will change just by painting and putting flooring in it.
Oh, sure.
I mean, it's night and day, right? And so we got the holidays coming up. We got mm-hmm. Thanksgiving coming up,
this
and Christmas and New
time.
Year's. It is the perfect time to go in there and just give it a facelift.
Mm-hmm.
Just go in there and repaint the walls, put new flooring down. And so this time we're focusing our sale on those paint, because I feel like paint is something that you could just get a big bang for your buck, right?
Right.
You may spend $2,000 painting your house and it's going to look brand new inside.
Mm-hmm.
So any room that's a 12 by 12 or less, we're going to paint all the walls for $300.
That's crazy. I don't know.
It is. It really is.
That's really, because paint alone can cost that much.
It can. And a lot of that goes back. So I start my day every day at my yard, right? Getting my guys going.
Mm-hmm.
When I leave, I go hit my distributors up, and a lot of times I go to Lowe's first. We have a great working relationship there with them. We go to Tibbetts. I go mm-hmm. to Builders First Choice. I have a lot of different suppliers that I work with
uh-huh.
to keep those prices down. So that we can afford that. And like I said, it's not just for the customers, for us too.
Right.
Because if we can keep them prices reasonable, we can keep business coming in, keep our guys working, and keep mm-hmm. them fed. So there's just a lot that goes in behind the scenes. But yes, any room that's a 12 by 12 or smaller, we're going to do it for $300. That's going to run through the end of the month. Obviously, we have some great flooring sales if you want to go and do the floors while we're in there.
Sure. Well, and for so those maybe that just joined us, you have a showroom.
We do.
Which really makes a difference to be able to go in there and see that product.
I feel like it does, and it just gives the people a chance to come by and talk to us, meet mm-hmm. us, get to know us, and just come by and ask questions or check samples out. There's such a lot to be said about taking a sample home and seeing what it looks like in
mm-hmm.
your house, opposed to looking at it in a showroom. I can look at a piece of flooring in my showroom, walk outside on the sidewalk and look at it and take it to my house, and it's going to look like three different types of flooring.
It's all about lighting, isn't it?
It is. It's a lot about lighting. It's also a lot about the atmosphere that's around it
mm-hmm.
and the colors that are around it. I can take a piece of flooring, lay it on the floor if I get gray walls, and it's going to pull a lot of the gray out of the flooring. I can lay it on the same piece down if it's got tan walls, and it's going to pull a lot of that tan out.
Right.
So checking those samples out, taking them home is great, because then you can look at it in your house and what it's going to look like in your house. It may look great in my showroom, it may not look good in your house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want to find out. And we want to find something that does look great in your house. So I encourage people to say, hey, look, go by the store, you know, check some samples out.
Right.
While you're there, just go and set up an estimate for me to come out and take a measurement and look at it. I'll come to your house. We can talk about the samples in person. I can go over them with you.
Mm-hmm.
I can get you your estimate, and then I can take the samples back to the store for you.
Okay.
You don't even have to go return them. You just give them to me. I'll drop them back
that's
off for
nice.
You. Yeah, it is. And it's good for both of us, you know, mm-hmm. so it gives them a chance to get an estimate, see what their job's going to cost, and gives us a chance to estimate the job that we want to do. Right,
exactly. Okay, so here we go. I've got another question for you. Does Jonathan's Flooring do exterior home paint?
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, yeah, okay.
For sure. In fact, we do a lot of exterior home painting. And so we're actually doing one today on Yonge Street.
Uh-huh.
And this is a great time of the year to do it. And I say
the
that.
The weather's been so
it
great.
Is. People don't realize painting, when you're painting and it's too cold outside, the paint can actually freeze. So the paint will actually freeze. And when I say freeze, it doesn't actually freeze like a block of ice. But what happens is the pigments in the paint freeze mm-hmm. and the color dulls, gets dull and fades. So we paint it on and it may, you know, if it's too cold outside, some of those pigments will freeze.
So it's not blending then, for the,
right.
the final color
It'll look like different shades on the final finish will look like different shades. They're almost like it's kind of glossy over.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously in the summertime, it's so hot, which is still a good time to paint outside because it's, you know, it's drying up quick.
Right.
But when you're cutting in and doing a lot of detail work, sometimes your paint can dry up too fast where it starts, you know, rolling up and getting mm-hmm. too dry. So the springtime and the fall time, the weather's great. Your paint's going to cure well. It's going to dry well. It's a great time to paint outside, and we love to do that.
Are you seeing any trends right now in Pensacola for the colors outside? Because I've noticed a lot of these new construction,
right.
they seem like they're like little bungalow homes almost. Someone texted in yesterday that the style's modern colonial, they said, which I thought was the perfect description. You know, the ones I'm talking about, a lot of them are on the west side. We're seeing a lot of that. But are you seeing color trends for outside?
So we're seeing a lot of white and black.
I mean that's
definitely been the trend.
And black trim,
of this year.
Which
black
I saw,
trim, which
house
I actually day. Like. I like the black trim, the black doors and things
that.
Like that.
Yeah.
But we're still seeing a lot of white.
Uh-huh.
So even without the black, we're seeing a lot of light, though, a lot of lighter colors, a lot of that clean, elegant look.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also seeing green. And different variations of
what
green.
What kind of green?
That's why I said different variations of
green. Green and orange
it
are tricky colors, right?
It can definitely be. It can definitely be.
Because there's avocado from back in the 70s when you had that.
Right, and people will send me house all the time and say, I'm selling it, just, you know, paint it neutral. Well, what is neutral today?
Right.
Neutral is different from what it was 10 years ago.
Correct.
I try to tell people, like, green is the new gray.
Mm-hmm.
That is our
really?
New gray. Yes, absolutely it is. And this generation.
So tell me what kind of color green, because now I'm trying to imagine. I've got
so
Christmas
just all
tree.
Different
I've got Christmas
variations
tree green in my head.
all different variations, but uh-huh. there's a lot of green. So I just did a house. We did the outside. It was like a greenish gray color. So it's kind of got gray in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I like a lot of the darker, deeper greens that we compare them with black. So like green and black on the outside, and then we're do the body like a really light color, like not necessarily white. You see a lot of white houses, mm-hmm. but most of them actually are a color, and it's just, you know, dulled down.
Yeah.
Like I'll do seashell gray a lot on the outside.
Nice.
It looks white, but mm-hmm. it's really not white. It's got a gray tint to it.
Mm-hmm.
And why it's so important, because then once it has that slight gray tint, then I can add gray doors or I can add green.
I see.
Green goes well with gray. So yeah, we're seeing a lot of different trends like that. But I would say when it comes to neutral colors now, green is the new gray.
It's really interesting. This is so interesting. What about blues? Because a lot of I see a lot of blue houses, but I'm guessing that's from the past.
Well, it is.
Or is it?
Well, see, the thing about it is we did have a lot of blue happening, you know, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah,
and we don't have as much of it now.
Mm-hmm.
But when I do see it, it looks really well, because what we're seeing is a lot of white and clean palettes. And
yes.
then they're put those splashes of blue.
Yes,
so we may
right.
not have like blue walls in a house, but mm-hmm. we may have a backsplash, or a lot of people will do like the center island cabinets mm-hmm. blue. But some of the tile. In the bathrooms, we recently were doing a house for father-daughter construction, a new construction house
uh-huh.
that they had designed.
Right.
And it was blue in the bathrooms. And I was like, wow, it looks really good.
Uh-huh.
And so sometimes I'll walk into a house someone else designed. And I'm
right.
like, hey, they did a great job on this, you know. And but I will then make a mental note of that and be like, mm-hmm. hey, that's a great way to go, you know. So definitely blue is definitely still in there, but more of accents and splashes of color.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, blue goes really well with gray.
Right.
But you know what else goes really well with gray is green. So you can always change it. You can be blue and you can come down later and change it if you have gray furniture or gray floors. Mm-hmm. So those are two that are very interchangeable like that.
See, I like this sensibility about you because you're not, not that I'm saying just a construction person that comes in and hammers the nails and does it. But you have Jonathan's got a sense of style and color and class. So it's very cool because you take a big picture and then you get the definition of the accessory, like all of the different things, the the word I'm looking for in the kitchen, all the
accessories and
stuff like that,
accent colors.
Thank you.
You always want to have like a main body color,
right?
A trim color,
right?
And then we want an accent or what I call a splash color of color.
See, that's
but not too much. You know, sometimes you can have three or four colors, but you don't want to do too much because what you don't want to do is have your eye drawn to all over the place, right?
Too
we want to draw your attention in somewhere, look at it, be like, hey, I love this. That's why sometimes I always say, what's going to be your focal point? So like we could have a great bright wall color,
right?
And that could be our focal point.
Mm-hmm.
Or we could have a really light, like white wall color, and our floor can be the focal point.
Well, that's my next question.
Or our cabinets or our backsplash. Pick an item that you want to stand out, that you want to draw your attention to, and then kind of lighten the rest of it up with a nice neutral, you know, base behind it. But when I go into the house, I see like these beautiful cabinets, right? And these great countertops and all these beautiful floors and colors. And I'm like, it's too much.
Right. Too busy.
Every one of them is a lot, is nice by themselves, but together it's too much. So sometimes I'll just try to have like a blank palette, and then we're doing like, all right, let's do a great accent on the floor, let's do a great accent on the backsplash. I don't know. I really enjoy doing it.
It sounds like you're a bit of an artist, my friend.
I think I could have been an architect, but my problem is I can only do it like in my mind, right? So like I can walk in and see it and be like, hey, this is what I'm going to do, and this is going to look great. But if you hired me to design it for you, I would not be able to put it on paper.
That would be the story of my life.
Right.
I know what looks good. I'm
I
not
just
sure
have
how
to say,
get
let
there.
Me do it. Just let me do it. And then when I'm done, you're C. And they'll be like, well, what's it going to look like? I can show you when I'm finished with
it, right? Well, I'm sure. But I know that the flooring makes a big difference, too. So it's great that you're able to do both. And right now, are you seeing people that are doing, is it the preference now, vinyl plank? Is that the thing? Or tile?
Oh, I would definitely say so. I would say, you know, 80% of our flooring sales are vinyl plank, and for so many different reasons. There's not one reason you could just nail it on the head and say, hey, everybody's using vinyl plank because it's, you know, it's cheaper or because it's waterproof, or there's so many different aspects to it as far as like what the core is made out of. You know, if we go with like an SPC or WCP, the wear layer, how much acrylic bead is put on top of it, the padding that's attached to it, so you don't have to buy padding, you know, the fact that it's waterproof, the fact that it doesn't expand and contract like a laminate used to. There's so many different aspects that go into it that's like, hey, make this like a great product for today's market. And I think what they've done is they've taken a lot of the products from the past,
right,
like, you know, wood, tile, carpet, and they've combined a lot of that to say, hey, what works and what doesn't work, and then we've landed on vinyl plank. Now, today, vinyl plank is trendy, and it's what's happening today, right?
Sure.
But that's probably going to be reinvented in the future with something else.
I was going to say,
new.
Is that long-lasting is
I
the
think
question.
It, I think
you know?
It, they have to constantly invent, right? We have to constantly, you know, step it up a little bit, right? So today, it's one of our better products on the market. 10 years from now, hopefully, we will have something even better, right?
Yeah.
But as far as today, yeah, it's a great product today.
Okay, so right now the holidays are coming. You've got family coming in. Isn't it time to refresh your home?
Most definitely. And you can start doing that by just giving us a call, 850-332-5905. But if you don't feel like calling, you can just stop by the office and talk to us in person. Sherry and Becca, they work up there at the office. They're there all day long. So usually it's about 8:30 to 5 o'clock that we're there. I say 9 to 5, but we usually get there about 8:30, a little early. Steve, he works up there at the office some too, and he's also out on the road doing sales. And sometimes he'll get there at like 8:30 and open it up. He's great as far as like, you know, answering questions and coming out looking at things, and he can help you pick out some colors too.
Do you have a website too that people can look at the products a little bit? And
And you know, we would rather just see you in person.
There you go.
but we do have a website if you want to go look at it on our website. I say flooring never looks the same on the computer screen as it does in person, right?
That's true.
But jonathansflooring.com, mm-hmm. Or you can look us up on Facebook at Jonathan's Flooring and Construction, or you can just give us a call. Like I said, 850-332-5905. Or stop by our showroom, check us out, check out some samples, set up an appointment. 9320 North Palafox Street, Pensacola. We've been here since 2005, and we're planning on being here forever.
Well, we've got about 30 seconds left, but a question just came in. How can you tell what type of vinyl plank on floor when it's down? LVP, glue down?
It is hard, but a lot of times you can knock on it and see if it feels solid. It's probably a glue down. If it echoes when you knock on it, it's probably an SPC, which is a stone and plastic core. If it feels more like dents when you knock on it, it's probably a WCP. Knock on your floor, see what kind of reaction you get back. But knock on it and talk to it or talk back to you.
All right. We got that one in the last second. Thanks so much, Jonathan. What's your number again?
850-332-5905. I'll be back next Wednesday.